Brett Hollander back here on WBAL with our old friend Jim Callis, prospect expert now for MLBPipeline.com. And Jim, let's get into the top three guys that made your list. All three starting pitchers, which is always a good sign, I guess, if that's what you're looking for. And in the AL East, that's always what you're looking for. Let's start with Dylan Bundy, number 20. I'm actually kind of surprised at where people are grading out Bundy, considering, I guess, where he was for most lists last year, which is in the top three. He doesn't pitch at all, of course, in professional baseball in a legitimate inning in 2013. All reports are he's heading back in the right direction after Tommy John surgery. Still reaches 20 on your list. I'm actually surprised and optimistic about where he's ranked in some of these lists.
You thought that was too high or too low?
I thought it was high considering he didn't pitch at all. And then I'm thinking, just being realistic about the trajectory at this point, if he pitches a competitive inning this year, I would say it's kind of a win situation. Now, maybe he gets to Baltimore in the back end of the bullpen come August and September if the team's contending. But what will his innings limits be in the next few years? What's the best case scenario for Dylan Bundy after missing a full season?
I think they're going to be ultra cautious with him. My guess is, you know, I think he had the surgery, I want to say, in June.
Right.
Guys do seem to be coming back even quicker from it, getting on the mound quicker. I know he's a guy who's kind of chomping at the bit. He's always been a guy who's worked exceptionally hard. I think it's going to be more case, I actually talked to the Orioles a little bit about it earlier in the offseason, where they kind of have to hold him back. You know, if Dylan Bundy was in charge of his rehab, he'd probably be on a mound already. But, when this guy was healthy, I mean, he was the best pitching prospect in baseball. And, you know, the good news is it's Tommy John. It's not a shoulder. The success rate coming back from that's pretty good. You know, his work ethic is exceptional, so that should help in the rehab, which is pretty arduous. And I guess you kind of look at it two ways. You can look at the 20 as being an aggressive rating, considering he didn't really pitch at all last year, and he might not pitch much at all this year. Or you can look at it as being conservative from where he was. And kind of split the difference there, you know, where, you know, we took into account what he was before he got hurt and that he should be able to bounce back from it. But at the same time, you know, I mean, it is also not 100% guaranteed.
That makes sense. And again, we're talking about a guy who was drafted fourth overall. He was top 1, 2, or 3 prospect in any ranking last year overall, not just pitchers. And the other thing is, Jim, when you look at what he did in the Carolina League and Eastern League, I mean, that stuff may go unmatched for a long, long time, just purely based on what he did as far as dominance is concerned in those two leagues when he first started pitching in pro baseball.
No, you're right. I mean, he was as good as he was supposed to be. He was even better in 2012. And I really thought, had he not been hurt last year, that, I know there was talk, oh, he's not quite ready, and you have the service time considerations. I really think he had a good chance to crack the rotation on opening day and stay in it all season for the Orioles.
All right, let's talk about Kevin Gausman. I do think this is a little low at 31 when you consider he got to Baltimore after just a handful of minor league outings. He was not overly dominant, I think, ERA-wise in the Eastern League with Bowie, but if you look at the walks and the strikeouts and the batting average against, it was all pretty good. And then he gets to Baltimore. He's roughed up a little bit. He does, though, have some really, really outstanding outings. Starts against Boston and Detroit, and then goes back down to the minor leagues and comes up, and he's at times completely filthy against the Yankees in relief, and he had some really impressive relief outings later in the year. He still got hit every once in a while, but when you consider he was actually a pretty young college guy coming out, for one thing, and then how quickly he got to Baltimore, if you factor in those expectations, I mean, if you were to tell me what Kevin Gausman would do looking at draft day after one full professional season, I think anyone in the Orioles organization would have jumped at that.
I think all that's fair. I do think, I mean, of course, I agree with where we ranked him because it's our rankings. I do think the list at the top is a little bit deeper than it was in past years, which
is why
maybe it's a little bit lower. But at the same time, just talking to people or when people have asked me about him, I do kind of get the sense that he is being taken maybe a little bit more lightly than he should just because he had that 5.66 ERA in the big leagues. And like you said, Brett, nobody's concerned the fact that, look, the guy spent, you know, a good deal of time in the big leagues in his first full professional season, which, you know, nobody really – and he got there quick. It wasn't like it was a September call-up. But, you know, the stuff's still good. You know, it's still well above average fastball. It's still a very good changeup. He still throws a lot of strikes. Even the big leagues, when he got hit, he threw a lot of strikes. He was just basically home run, you know, prone in
right,
the big leagues,
right,
which I think was fluky. I don't think that's going to continue. And I really think the key to his development going forward, and this isn't anything new, is what kind of breaking ball does he come up with? His slider has gotten better since he's been in pro ball. I think if that's an average third pitch, then I think he's in good shape. But, you know, and I think You know, we had him. We had Bunny at 20. We had Gossman at 31. We had Kyle Zimmer, who was drafted right behind Gossman at 25. But you could probably argue those three guys in any order. I mean, you could definitely make the argument from an Orioles perspective that Dylan Bundy missed all of last year. He's not going to pitch a lot this year. He's coming back from surgery. If somebody wanted to tell me that they thought Kevin Gossman was a better bet than Dylan Bundy, I could definitely see that. I think that would be a fair argument, too.
You still see these two guys as potentially 1-2 guys in the American League East. And I'm not saying who's one, who's two. I'm just saying that spot in the rotation.
Yeah, I do. I mean, my guess is it would be Bundy 1, Gossman 2. But, yeah, I think those are both, you know, I think, you know, I've talked about this in the past. Those labels are so confusing because
right.
If you talk to a scout, they have like this definition of a number one starter that, you know, you're talking about, you know, premium stuff and command and makeup, or is a number one starter a guy who would be one of the top 30 starters in the big leagues? I mean, the number one starter from the days of, you know, Sandy Koufax and Bob Gibson when the mound was 15 inches tall and you know there were only 16 or 20, or 18, you know, 18, 20 teams, it's a lot different. So it's like I refer to guys as frontline starters, and I think both those guys are frontline starters who are going to pitch in the front couple spots in a rotation.
I think that's a better assessment of it, too. Two quick points on Gausman. In my assessment in watching the Britons and Arrietas and Mattises and Radames Lises of the world and analyze those guys pretty closely and talk to all those guys on many occasions, to me, Gausman is something a little different between the ears. I could be completely wrong on this. That's one assessment. Also, he has, at that age, better ball strike command than any of those guys. And I understand to be a front-of-the-rotation type guy, it has to be more than just ball strike command. But I'm just saying, maybe it's a knock on the guys I mentioned. He's so far ahead of that group with just that. And, of course, the plus fastball as advertised.
Yeah, no, I agree. And I mean, I did think Brian Mattis was going to be very, very good.
Me too. Me too.
He went in the draft where he was supposed to go. I thought he was the best pitcher in the draft that year. But no, I mean, especially when you consider how these guys looked when they first got to the big leagues, I don't think there's any question Kevin Gossman's been more impressive.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. And, you know, Mattis, to me, I still would like to see him at some point get a shot in a rotation. I saw the guy in 2010. He was I was saying the same things about him then, and then it just all came apart very quickly. All right, I do want to ask you about Eduardo Rodriguez. You know, I don't know too much about him other than the numbers and some video I've seen. He is right now ranked 68th on your list. He seems to be unanimous in everyone's top 100. What's the potential? What's the reality?
Yeah, he's kind of similar to we were talking about Mike Wright, except he's left-handed. I think the stuff's a little better. I don't know if he's got a true plus pitch or true out pitch, but, you know, it's a 91, 93-mile-an-hour fastball that has sink. He has a changeup that's pretty good. He has a tight slider that's pretty good. He can throw all those pitches. You know, he's willing to mix them up. He throws all three of them for strikes. Like I said, he's left-handed, which kind of adds to the package. I think this guy looks like a mid-rotation. You know, we're talking about frontline starters with Gossman and Bundy. I think this guy's a solid mid-rotation guy. You know, maybe he's a 3 or 4, but, you know, I think he slots in nicely behind Gossman and Bundy in that rotation in the future.
We'll see how it all shakes out for these young Orioles starters. Still very short, it seems, on position players in the Orioles minor league system. Overall right now, Jim, last question. Where do you see the Orioles' overall minor league depth fitting in, factoring starting pitching, the guys on the high end, Bundy and Gausman and Rodriguez, and then everything else that's been drafted in recent years?
I think it's kind of a middle-of-the-pack system. I mean, they do have one of the best pairs of starting pitchers, or really you could say one of the best trios, too, if you want the Rodriguez in there, and Harvey also. Like you said, I mean, they do have some guys at the upper levels who are close. You know, Gossman obviously is in the big leagues. Bundy had been there before he got hurt. I think Rodriguez will probably be big league ready by the end of the year. Scopes, pretty much close to big league ready. But they're lacking. I mean, they're not as deep as necessarily you'd like. Position players don't stand out quite as much. But, I mean, I do think the system's making progress. And it seemed like for a lot of years it was always, okay, they've got one or two prospects and the rest of it isn't real thrilling. Well, I mean, we didn't even mention he's not a top 100 prospect. But, you know, Tim Berry had a pretty solid year in a nice Arizona fall league. Michael Ullman, who was a guy they gave a lot of money to in 2009, finally kind of had a breakthrough year. They had some interesting guys in the draft, you know, behind Hunter Harvey, you know, guys like Josh Hart and Chance Sisko. So I do think the depth is getting better, and I do think the system's trending up.
Jim Callis from MLBPipeline.com. Check it out. Great stuff on all the prospects. next draft coming up as well. He's a senior writer there, old friend of the show. Jim, always a pleasure. Thank you so much.
Oh, good talking to you, Brett. No problem.
That's Jim Callis. We'll come back with more next here on BAL.